Karna got a dream that a Brahmana is going to come and he should not give to that Brahmana. There's a Kavacha and Kundalini, still he gives. So was that his destiny? No, not necessarily. Actually, the Mahabharata described that it was the Brahmana who came was actually Indra. And the voice that he heard in the dream was Surya. So basically there are the higher gods also were involved in all these activities because they were their progeny over there. Karna is a example of what happens when a lower value is made into the highest value. See, for Karna, he was a Kshatriya and he had the mentality of being charitable, mentality of being bound to his words, honor bound. All this is very good. But the problem with him was that there are ethics and there are levels of ethics. A moral crisis is when one choice is moral, the other choice is immoral. And then that requires strength of character to avoid the immoral choice and to make the moral choice. But an ethical crisis is when there are two choices, both are right. But which is more right and which is less right? That requires not just strength of character, it also requires intelligence to perceive properly. So for example, he had given his word that anybody who asks me for any charity, I will give that charity to them. This to be bound, to honor one's word, this is very good value. But at the same time, there are other principles involved. He had told Duryodhana, I'll fight on your side. And he felt he was bound by that word. But when he gave that word to Duryodhana, right at the beginning, in their first meeting, in Drona's martial exhibition, at that time he did not know about the extent of maliciousness that Duryodhana had towards the Pandavas. And so when he started understanding, he eventually understood. See, if you look at the Mahabharata, initially whenever the Kauravas are making some evil schemes, Karna opposes. When Shakuni says that let us send the Pandavas to the Varnavart and set their house on fire, so Karna opposes, why do you want to do like this? Let's challenge them to a war and we'll defeat them. So Shakuni says, no, we'll not be able to defeat them. So basically, Karna has his conscience is still there. And he is recommending right choices. But eventually, as he keeps associating with the Kauravas, his sense of conscience becomes dulled. And because he gets his whole sense of self-worth from the Kauravas, they have given him the kingdom, they have given the honor of being a Kshatriya. So his innate sense of right and wrong gets suppressed by that. And eventually it goes to such an extent that it is he who proposes, suggests that Draupadi be dragged into the assembly and disrobed. And he calls Draupadi a prostitute. So all that is horrendous. Of course, to his credit, he regrets it later. But the point is, in terms of ethical choices, there is the choice of sticking to one's word. So I wrote an article on this, which is published in Back to Godhead. Karna's choice, word of honor or life of honor. Word of honor is important, but if in the name of word of honor, if one has to live a life devoted to somebody who is dishonorable, so that is a wrong choice. So it was not that Karna was destined to act in wrong ways. He chose to act in wrong ways. So it was his destiny to be put in that situation where he had Kshatriya qualities, but he was not known as a Kshatriya. He did not get the proper education as Kshatriya. That was his destiny. But within that destiny, he could have made choices. And he got abundant counsel from various people to make right choices. But unfortunately, he chose wrongly. When Krishna came and invited him to come on Pandava's side, at that time he rejected him. And that was a choice which sealed his fate. So it's not, our choices are never destined. The circumstances that accompany the choices, they may be destined. But our choices are always up to us. But by our choices that we make, we may seal our destiny. So once Karna told that I am going to fight on the Kaurava side, Krishna told him, then we'll meet on the battlefield. And that is where you will be meeting your end. And he also knew that it's going to happen. So it is not that our choices are controlled by destiny. It is our circumstances are controlled by destiny and our choices are what we do and by that we seal our destiny. Otherwise, our destiny is quite open for positive reshaping. Okay? Okay, one last question. There's some question here. Yes, ma'am. Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am.